That was friendly.
And this is Yes Boy,
your Newfoundland music show on CKXU, Lethbridge, Alberta, and syndicated to CHMR, VOBB, and elsewhere.
We'll be right back with lots of Newfoundland fun and great music.
Yes Boy.
Welcome to Yes Boy. I am Derek. I'm here with
Pauline.
And this is our Christmas and New Year's show, part two. Totally different stuff. There is absolutely nothing generic about this show today. So if you're kind of getting a little weary, stay here, because we got a fun hour of some crazy different stuff here today for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A ton of fun. Kind of edgy at spots. So Pauline, is Santa real or a Bayman? Okay. Co-Video Collective, Bucky Knowsworthy is back, and we take a break from Christmas music with a song called Not a Christmas Song. I love it. Right? Colleen Powerboy, Wicked. We also have two mystery songs and Spinal Tap. Ooh. And a rough patch. We've got a rough patch. We didn't do it last time. Got it here today. Okay, Pauline Boy, so what's up first for music?
Rum Ragged, it's their 2018 album, Rum Ragged at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And what song?
Santa Claus is real. Santa Claus is real.
Mm-hmm. R-E-A-L and R-E-E-L. Right. Okay, here we go. Rum Ragged on
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Do you believe in Santa Claus? I hope you have no doubt. You don't believe in Santa Claus, I guess you'll do without all those lovely presents hiding up under the tree. He brings them from the North Pole right down through your chimney. Santa Claus is real, you know I wouldn't tell you lies. Santa brings the gifts to all the girls and all the boys. He gathers up his reindeer, puts the toys up on his sleigh. There's joy around the world upon this Christmas holiday. Fiji and Tasmania to Brisbane and Japan, Malaysia, Indonesia, Hammond to the Isle of Man. We'll go down to Arkansas, the city of Medine, Paraguay and Uruguay, the places in between. Santa Claus is real, you know I wouldn't tell you lies. Santa brings the gifts to all the girls and all the boys. He gathers up his reindeer, puts the toys upon his sleigh. Brings joy around the world upon this Christmas holiday. Imagination, he isn't just a figment. Give his cheeks examination and you'll see your rosy pigment. Got a belly shakes like jelly, a beard so fluffy white. He comes and leaves your presents in the middle of the night. Santa Claus is real, you know I wouldn't tell you lies. Santa brings the gifts to all the girls and all the boys. He gathers up his reindeer, puts the toys upon his sleigh. There's joy around the world upon this Christmas holiday. For those of you still thinking Santa Claus does not exist, I hope you are content to be in on his naughty list. We wrote this little song for you and now we hope you know Santa Claus is real, so Merry Christmas.
Oh, oh, oh.
Ragged. Welcome back to Yes Boy.
Okay. Santa Claus is real. Yeah. Santa Claus is real.
And real is like, for those who may not know, is like a
dance. It's a dance.
Dance.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And on the album cover, Rum Ragged, their album in 2018, there's a moose with a pipe and a scarf.
Right on. That's what
all
I'm
right,
going to try next show.
Right.
Pipe and a scarf.
Yes Boy. Throw in a Phyllis Moose hat. Good to go.
All right.
Okay. So in our Christmas show part one, we played the Catastrophe Stinger, right? And we had some cat and dog stories ready to go, blah, blah, blah. We ended up talking about apes, right? Cornelius from the Planet of the Apes. And we had a lot of fun with that. So as a quick follow-up from the last show, part one, we said we'd report back. So Zira is the wife of Cornelius. And also on Christmas morning, after we did part one, I tried to prank Mahalia with Cornelius. Did not really work. But Lily, Lily the dog, freaked right out. Just scared, right? So we had to remove the bust, Cornelius. Then she was fine, right? The dog that is Lily. And, well, friendly, she didn't really notice. Anyway, so today we're going to try again. It's time for Rough Patches. Rough, rough. Okay, so back to Catastrophe and Rough Patches.
All
so
right.
As Lily has figured prominently.
Mm-hmm.
Fog Dog.
Fog Dog.
Here's the underlying theme. Scrap Dogs and Money Cats.
Scrap Dogs and Money Cats.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
Rough Patches. Lily, well, it's all started out with when I finished a yogurt container, it needed to be rinsed before it was put in recycling.
Right.
And I thought, why bother rinsing it when you've got a Labrador Retriever who would be happy to lick the little container?
Very happy.
So I call her Enviro Dog when she does that.
Right.
But then I came up with a new job for her, and she's now Fog Dog as well, because when I make a London Fog and I make it super frothy, like really like almost like meringue
more
kind
even,
of frost
more
milk.
Than the puppuccino, which we've talked about.
Yeah, like
in the past.
Yeah. And so basically, once I'm done drinking the tea, and there's just like a little tiny residue of frost milk left. She comes in and she does Fog Dog and cleans the cup out for me.
Right.
Why? I don't have a good reason, like with Enviro Dog, but then it goes in the dishwasher, and I like to think it's been sterilized after
that. But then she has become a scrap dog because of like popcorn kernels and.
Well, see, I'm a messy eater. What can I say?
And Lily is really loves you for that, right?
She loves bananas.
And other things.
And
so
apples.
She's become a scrap dog. And
no,
so Friendly, zero tolerance on that for me. Because Friendly, as you know, as I think I've mentioned in the past, is a therapy dog.
Yes, boy.
We are a certified St. John Ambulance therapy dog team, Friendly and I. And we, volunteer at all kinds of places, schools, universities, community centers, and the St. John Ambulance program comes with an insurance and liability policy, pretty big one. And, you know, we do quite a number of visits at senior homes and, of course, you know, Maryland, the official meower of Yes Boy. And so Friendly, a Newfoundland dog, a big Newfoundland dog, cannot be lunging at food. That is just so not a thing, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
But now Friendly has a new name. Another name, an additional name.
Friendly's been called, well, for a while I was calling her a house cow because she's a little bit stinky. Anybody who has a really big, hairy dog that hasn't been groomed in a few months, you'll know.
Like, okay, and I've said this before too. Like, if you hadn't showered in a few months, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
I think she smells great at the 2 months
mark. All things considered. You know. And so then, I don't think Derek really liked calling her a house cow.
I never did.
So, but then Mahalia came up with house whale.
House whale.
Because when she aroos, it kind of goes, aroo.
Sounds like a beluga whale.
Yeah, it kind of it sounds a little
bit like that Irish Ascendant song.
Yeah, I hope Derek clips out the part where I tried to be a house whale myself.
Well, no bye.
Suffice it to say, she's a house whale.
And our dear beloved Friendly. I do want to say Friendly, yes, does like the couch, but you should see that dog run. Friendly, the Newfoundland dog, she is athletic, fast, nimble.
Yes. Are those our rough patches?
Well, I got a quick little thing here. So this, moving out of catastrophe, okay?
Oh, that click, 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 that's a $5 bill.
$5 bill, Lenny, money cat.
What happened?
I found him. He was running down the hallway, and he had a $5 bill in his mouth. And he knew he was being bad, right?
This is the first time I'm hearing this. Yeah. Lenny's our orange and white tabby, and he's just a lovey-dovey.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's just, I just love him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got a $50 bill once too.
He'll take anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
You know. And here's another thing. He routinely disconnects the internet.
Yeah.
And we've got this big screen up. It's like a barrier. But this is an ongoing thing, a debacle, where I'm trying to keep the cats out of this particular corner of the room. And I can't. Because they can climb and get through stuff.
Because they're smarter than you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because cats,
well, they are, right?
Like, cats are smarter than humans. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I know
of.
Dogs are, for sure.
No, well, I don't know about that.
Well, they both are. Plus, you know, Marilyn has told me, dogs are smarter than people. So she knows, right? her beloved guide dog, Wimber. So, you know, at least we know that, right? And big shout out to Marilyn, the official meower of Yes Boy.
Meow.
And dog advisor. Anyway, so the screen, it's a big metal screen with cloth between it.
Like a room divider.
Yeah, he pulled that whole thing down the other night.
Did he?
And it's really spooked him, I think. Which is my only hope, to actually keep him from disconnecting the internet anymore, right?
Yeah, you know?
But anyway, yeah.
Hey, listeners, and this is for Derek. Next time we do a rough patch, we should talk about the cougar table. Not today.
Not right.
Not today, but make note of it.
I will, okay. And also, Francis deleted some email, but I'll tell more about it later.
Okay.
Cougar. Future rough patches and
being collaborated
and catastrophes, right?
Yep.
All right, music.
Next up.
Pauline Boyd, this is a music show.
Yeah.
I keep telling myself that.
I'm so glad to see that Evelyn Jess is next.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's got a song out, Santa's a Bayman.
Oh, yeah.
And also a live performance. And then Derek said /FB, which I think is Facebook?
Yes, boy.
Okay. But you never know.
Well, you're
right?
On it. I'm not. So you'd know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's from a Facebook 1-hour live home concert she did. It was awesome. Back in 2020.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then after that, Christmas Day by
The Hot Mess. Becca Spurl.
Yep. Becca Spurl. Yep.
Evelyn Jess and Jordan Young.
Yeah. And that was December 2019. That's a live single.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hear that up. So first up, though, is Santa's a Bayman by Evelyn Jess.
Right here on
Yes Boy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Evelyn Jess. And I'm so excited to be able to bring you this St. John's Pride virtual holiday special. An evening with me, Evelyn Jess. Oh, got my Santa hat. I've got my Christmas sweater. I'm feeling festive. So sit back, relax, go put the kettle on. Let me entertain you for a little bit. All right, guys. So this next tune is from a few songwriters that live it around my way. I'm from Musgrave Harbor, and these lovely folks are from Noggin's Cove, I do believe. Ellison Wentz Coles, Newfoundland Treasures boys, if you don't know them, you knows them. Anyway, this is a lovely little tune, and I think it's wonderfully written. This is called Santa's a Bayman Like Us.
Santa might miss me tonight. He might bother to come visit me, but go on to the bright city lights. As gently I wipe the tears from his eyes, I remember the fears of my youth. So I knew that the time had finally come to tell my young boy the whole truth. Son, there's no need to worry. There's no need to bother and fuss. We're the first ones that Santa will visit. Yeah, 'cause Santa's a Bayman like us. But Dad, if you said he's a Bayman, why does he live up at the North Pole all year? Well, son, there was nothing for Santa could do. Resettlement moved him up there. Remember last Christmas Eve, son? We left him some cake and we all went to bed. But when we got up, boy, the cake was still there. For he'd eaten me cotheads instead. I'm still not over it. Dad, I knew all along he's a Bayman. There's really no need for this chat. Last Christmas, old Santa gave Mommy a kiss, and she only lets Bayman do that. Oh, son, there's no need to worry. There's no need to bother and fuss. We're the first ones that Santa will visit. Yeah, 'cause Santa's a Bayman like us. Oh, Santa's a bayman like us. Yes, Santa's a bayman like us. God love. He's got to be a bayman boy. My geez, you can't live anywhere else with 8 reindeer, 9 reindeer, I suppose, if you count Rudolph, right? Can't have 9 reindeer in town, old man. Yes, boy. What are you going to do? Anyway, see, that's why our settlement threw him up at the North Pole, right? It's a true story. It's a true story, boys. All right, anyway. So, Merry Christmas, everyone. Much love. From my house to yours. Take care.
Becca Spurl, that was just amazing. Like, what a voice, what a talent. And collaborating there with Evelyn Jess and Jordan Young, amazing support and just now, Pauline, what did we just hear?
We heard Christmas Day by The Hot Mess. Mm-hmm. And right up first was Santa's a Bayman. I think it might be A Santa's a Bayman Like Us.
I think so, yeah.
By Evelyn Jess.
Right on, boy. Facebook concert, right? And marathon over an hour, sitting there with an acoustic guitar, and it was fun.
Yeah, sure was.
You know, and the thing I liked about a lot of stuff about that song, but they talked about going to tell my son the truth, that not that Santa is real or not, but that Santa's a bayman.
Yeah.
Right? And they mentioned the, you know, but he's up on the North Pole because of the resettlement
and like you couldn't live in town
with the nine reindeer. You know, I love the lyrics, right? Awesome. So great stuff there.
What are you at? It's Evelyn Jess, and you're listening to Yes By. Stay tuned for more great music and fun right here on Yes By.
Welcome back to Yes By here on CKXU. We are located on Blackfoot Territory here in Lethbridge, Alberta, in Métis Region 3. and also syndicated to CHMR in St. John's, VOBB in beautiful Gros Morne National Park, CJTM Toronto, Met Radio 1280 AM, and elsewhere.
Yes, boy.
And you can reach us by email at yesboyradioshow@gmail.com. Boy is B-Y, in this case, no apostrophe. yesboyradioshow@gmail.com. And on Facebook at yesboy.
Yesboy.
Right? Now, coming up next, we have something extra special from Co-Video Collective. And they have what, Pauline?
Co-Video Collective put out last Christmas a cover of the Wham single, you know, the Wham song.
Wham is the group, and it's covered by Co-Video Collective, and the name of the song is Last Christmas, right?
Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. 2020.
But Co-Video Collective covered it in December 2020.
I'm a little hungover from the Jam Jam portion, the morsel that I got.
The morsel. You got more. You got two packs of Jam Jams.
Well, that's true.
That
I better be careful. I didn't eat all of them, but almost all of them, I think.
Yeah, like they're who else was
good.
Eating them?
They're too good. You get started with Jam Jams. Honest to God, you can't stop. I can't.
I know. All right. So we've got Last Christmas by Co-Video Collective.
And right after that, as part of the end of the Wham song, I don't want to say too much about this, but Bucky knows with you, okay? Co-Video Collective, classic. If you're just kind of done with Christmas music, you will totally enjoy Bucky. Wait for it. Opposite Day loves it.
Yeah. Coming up after that is Holiday Cheer by Brian Downton.
Yeah, a little clip in there from Brian Downton. Yeah, Holiday Cheer.
Looking forward to seeing that, hearing that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have, by Colleen Power, Not a Christmas Song.
Not a Christmas Song, because we don't want to oversaturate the whole theme here today, right?
And it's from her album Rejects in 2008.
And Rejects is awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
That's got New Towny Man.
Is that the one that has New Towny Man?
And Sketchy Jerome.
Jerome. That's classic. What I was thinking. Yeah. Those are classics.
Colin Power is just brilliant.
If we talk less, they get more music.
That's true. That's a really compelling point you make, mm-hmm. Pauline. And there's so much great music. And anyway, so we're going to play the Co-Video Collective and then play the other two songs. Okay. So let's go straight into Wham! Co-Video Collective Last Christmas here on...
Yes, bye.
Yes, bye.
Merry Christmas!
And we'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you for watching. Merry Christmas and stay safe.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All
the best from Evelyn Jess.
Happy Whamageddon.
Poppycock!
Bucky knows we're here. Christmas. Last Christmas. Oh my God, it's so saccharine! And here you all are, marching around in your mummering suits. And going around with your blinking lights and your eggnog and your bloody positive attitudes. Meanwhile, Bucky Noseworthy doesn't have his lucky wrench. Gone. Christmas. Bah! Humbug. All of these songs. All I want for Christmas is you. Really? 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 Is that all you want? No, it's not, you greedy, greedy little human. Fools. And last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Did you? Anywho, I guess I would be remiss if I didn't wish you all a very merry Christmas. Oh, boy. That doesn't sound good.
Merry Christmas. The time is here. Merry Christmas. Filled with holiday cheer. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Lots of green trees, people walking in shirt sleeves. The icebergs that were out in the harbor are gone. There's a pile of dead twigs around a tree from last Christmas that you threw out in your backyard. I never take you for granted. About a Christmas. up by the front lawn.
Welcome back, and we heard Bucky Knows with the Pauline there at the first set, Cole Video Collective.
At the end, right?
That was the first song played at the end of the first song.
Right, right.
Yes, yeah.
Like a little...
Bucky Knows with the... Check out the videos. Video 2, number 16.
Yeah.
From Cole Video Collective. Firmolino, and the full video, you know, is even saltier.
He's very funny.
He is.
He's a dramatic, like, kind of like a spoken word poet. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. In the back behind Zellers, I think. And we played Cold Video Collective, Pet Shop Boys, Always On My Mind. And Bucky Knows Where He Starred in that. That was Yes Boy CVC Part 3, if I recall. Video 2-9. And back again for Christmas Not Cheer. Right? So Bucky Knowsworthy is actually Dave Sullivan, multi-talented comedian and actor, appeared in The Grand Seduction, Republic of Doyle, Newfoundland Dance Party, and plays John on The Mrs. Downstairs, TV show also starring Mary Walsh. Mary, of course, from Codco, This Hour is 22 Minutes, Hatching, Matching, and Dispatching. God bless you, Mary Boy, for all that. So totally check out Dave Sullivan and Mary Walsh on the Mrs. Downstairs TV show. Hilarious, right? Season 2, Season 3, Christmas special too, right? And Renee Hackett, Trina the Terrible. Dave Sullivan, Mary Walsh, it's just awesome. And in 2024, Mary Walsh received a Canadian Screen Awards nomination. So that is Trey Cool. Check out The Mrs. Downstairs. Yes, boy. And little ditty there by Brian Downton as well. Fun holiday cheer from him. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep. And he and Richie Perez, the brains of Cold Video Collective, they've done so much. And all the staple performers are on Cold Video Collective. Mm. Definitely check out the videos. Look
some
it up.
Great editing in there, too.
God.
You must never forget when it comes together and it looks so good and everything's just so seamless. That's editing, man. That's production.
Richie is brilliant at that.
Yeah, he sure
and then
is.
The final song there, Not a Christmas Song, by Colleen Power. And we just wanted to just break things up even further and take a little bit of a refresher from all this awesome Christmas music. Well, that was an awesome Not Christmas Song.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One thing on the Cold Video Collective video, they had a lot of different greetings for Christmas. We said a little bit at the start, but you know what, Pauline? A little bit of an adventure here. I thought that I would just really try an adventure. Maybe you can partake with me in this, because season's greetings in different languages, okay?
No.
No?
I don't know. I heard Derek read something in French the other day, and I actually kind of...
I know.
Well, I didn't yell at him, but I said, stop it.
Well, like, you're the A-plus student in French, so...
Nonetheless,
know,
nonetheless.
And Mahalia is your daughter. And mine, but, like, I don't know if she really does incredibly well, given, you know, that I'm her father. God, right? So, okay, I got different languages here. I thought we'd read a few things.
Oh, dear.
Oh, okay.
here's Derek and Pauline mauling languages for Christmas.
Well, we have the best of intentions, right?
Well,
so,
can I just say sorry in advance if we've mauled your language? It is not meant to be disrespectful, certainly not by me.
We're going to try.
I don't know about Derek.
Well, I'm going to try.
Bon fête, right? Bon fête.
Right, and Joyeux Noël and Bonne année is Happy New Year, right?
Okay.
Good year. It's like tires, right? Spanish, you know, Mahalia, stop listening. So, Feliz Fiestas.
Yeah.
And then Feliz Navidad, we've heard that before.
Yeah.
And Feliz Año Nuevo, right?
Escuchan CKXU 88.3 FM, transmitido de la Universidad de Lethbridge.
Dutch. Rollick Kirstfest. No?
It might be. It sounds very... Sounds like a command.
We don't know.
More than a greeting.
We don't know, so therefore it's fine, right? Fien Festegen and Gearlicken Niwagjar. Now, Portuguese, okay? Boas Festas, Feliz Natal, and Feliz Ano Novo. Right?
Pretty good. I don't know why. Yeah,
do you want to do the Italian one?
I think, honestly, you're doing so well.
Really? I don't know, boy.
But here, I'll try Italian.
Do Italian.
I recall that the Italians always said, if you're not singing it, you're not speaking.
Okay, Pauline's your big debut.
So, buone?
Yes, to all of it.
Festa?
It's like, I don't know. It's like, yes, could be, boy. Buona festa.
Buon Natale?
Yeah.
Buon anno?
Right.
I don't know. Mandarin.
Mandarin Chinese, see?
Gieri? Kuali?
Yeah.
Shengdan. See, I'm just applying right. English pronunciation.
Well, that's the same. They have the
they have the characters.
Right,
I understand.
Which we don't know that at all.
I know.
And then there's like Japanese Kuyaku wo Miri Kurisu Masu Kanishiwa Regato. And then there's two. There's Happy New Year used before the year ends and used after. The new year begins.
Because right? It's like January 4th and you're still saying Happy New Year.
And then there's Arabic, right? Utelin Sa'adu, and then that's just too long.
Like two eyes with a long dash over top.
That's
so cool.
It wouldn't make any difference.
I wish I knew some Arabic.
We have so much respect for all these different languages, and we wish we could speak them. And so it's in with the best intentions.
Not enough respect to type it into Google Translate and learn how to say it properly.
Well, I didn't think to do that. I could have done that, I guess. Well, this is we're
hey,
honest.
Look, we've got full-time jobs, right?
Yeah. We made our best go at it, boy.
Yes,
right?
Boy. Yes, you
know?
Boy.
All right, so that was fun. You know, and if you're cringing, well, that's probably the appropriate reaction. And speaking of languages... And talent, like actual talent. Noah Hamilton, amazing young musician from the west coast of Newfoundland, Cornerbrook, comes from a musical family. And we love to feature brilliant rising star NL musicians on Yes Boy. And Noah Hamilton, singer, songwriter, piano. Wow. And was musician in residence at the Rotary Arts Center in Cornerbrook. And in fact, Noah was interviewed on VOBB, Bombay Morning, by Gloria Field. And with thanks to Gloria and Anita Best and Gary Wilton at VOBB, we've got a short clip from that interview where Noah is talking about the influence of his family and specifically his father, Kevin. And after that, we've got a live performance by Noah and his father singing Feliz Navidad, has some Spanish. So let's roll that clip. It starts with Gloria Field and Noah Hamilton.
You mentioned like lifelong connection. And then earlier in our chat here, you talked about your dad being a musician. So you've grown up like this was sort of kismet for you. You were destined to be a musician, would you say?
I would absolutely say that. I was literally looking up to him as a child, seeing him on stages around Cornerbrook. And I just always knew that's where I wanted to be. I wanted to join him up there. And then when I was around 12 or 13, getting to join him on a stage really was a dream come true. And it's just continued to be a dream becoming a reality as I've become more and more of a gigging musician and now a recording artist. I couldn't be more confident that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It just feels so right.
All right. Great clip there. Thanks for that.
Nice.
So next we have Noah Hamilton on piano and his father Kevin on guitar, both with vocals. Feliz Navidad.
All right, let's rock. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
right. Wow. That was awesome. Noah Hamilton.
Yes, boy.
Amazing. And in that interview, so sincere, so genuine, right? Totally watch for this rising star. And, you know, check out the video. Wonderful bond evident between father and son in the video. Noah Hamilton, Feliz Navidad. And thanks again to VOBB, the voice of Bombay out in beautiful Grossmoor National Park. Big shout out to all our listeners out there as well. Thanks so much. Okay, Noah Hamilton. All right, so next up, mystery song. And they're going to stay a mystery. It is something that we'll reveal in a future Yes Boy and explain. Not today. It's going to have to wait. But we will have a little teaser, a little glimpse, some cats, some dogs, some frogs. That's all I'm going to say. You'll hear. So, here we go.
It's 10.
Those were our good friends, the Beastles.
Yes, indeed, the Beastles. And I'm not saying anything else about that, other than that's a fun song. So tune in, though, to a future Yes Boy, and we will tell you all about these songs and what's going on with this and a whole lot more about this. But for now, it's going to remain a mystery. They're Christmas songs, boy, you know, that's all that matters here today. And a great fit for Yes Boy and all of the animals on our show. Okay, nearing the end here, Pauline Boy. We got two songs here left on our festive show. So we want to wish you, and we already did in as many languages as we could just then, all the best.
All the best. Happy winter solstice, hey? Like we're
well,
almost
that's happened now, boy.
Oh, it's happened. That's in the past. But you know, hey, winter solstice, is maybe by the time you're hearing this, the day is getting, the amount of daylight is getting a little longer.
No, but the days get longer.
The Yes Boy. Right. It's more than 24 hours in the day.
After December 21st, it's like 24 hours and 10 minutes, and then 20.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
No, but like, really, yeah. I think the solstices are pretty cool.
It's a cool like, thing. Solstices. Yes, why? Solstice I?
Reminds us to stay connected to,
absolutely.
To the seasons and to Earth and our place in it all.
That was very, very philosophical.
Yeah, I know. It's because my head is so warm.
Right. Maybe that's the secret to intelligence is putting a hat on. Like, yeah. I've got my Yes Boy hat on. I think it's an inverse relationship there.
Yeah,
right.
I was going the other way
on that one. I'm going to quickly move on. Pauline, I've got a riddle for you, okay?
All right.
So, here's the riddle. What's every parent's favorite Christmas carol? And if you want a hint, of young children.
Silent Night.
What?
I just said Silent Night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, boy. Jeez, that was fast. Good on you, boy. Okay, so we're going to just keep moving on then. Thanks to West Highlands for that one. I didn't even have to give you the Bridget and Dahlia hint, right? Because, I mean, they sang Silent Night Outdoors in the Snow for in our part one episode. And also Bridget Swift has worked a lot with Robert Humber and The Mummer's Journey, which I'm about to introduce. Bridget's one of the production assistants. Okay, Pauline, couple of songs to take us out. End of our Yes By Christmas extravaganza here today, part two. First, the Haystack Cookies. It's a band I mentioned actually, and it's got a Newfoundland and Alberta connection. Robert Humber, I think he's from Newfoundland, or at least his family is, but I believe he lives in Alberta. The Haystack Cookies are listed as in Alberta, possibly southern Alberta. So, you know, I first heard of the Haystack Cookies on Voice of Bombay, VOBB.org, so the Voice of Bombay in Grossmoor National Park, beautiful area, Bombay Morning Show with Mike and Kathy. And they mentioned that Robert's parents are Ed and Debbie, and Ed is in the Sharecroppers band with Mike Madigan and others. So that's the another connection there. Also, in our first Christmas show, part one, I mentioned the Grossmorn Summer Music and the Mummer's Journey Online, the virtual Advent calendar. And so in December 2022, they changed their name to Camber Arts. The fine line between craft and magic, Camber Arts. So thank you to VOBB for that.
Nice. All right.
So next up, Pauline Boy, music. We've got the Haystack Cookies, Robert Humber. So we're going to play a song, Slide On Down That Chimney Santa, cool upbeat track from the album Merry Christmas, Everything Is Fine. Came out in 2020. Super diverse album, right? They got classics, upbeat songs, traditional, slow. And this song you're going to hear is written and performed by Robert Humber. Lead vocals and other vocals by Jessica and Kate Piraversoff. Cool song and video. Check out the YouTube video. And by the way, I think Haystack Cookies are like no-bake, easy-to-make cookie. And I think they got the name from just growing up with that, right? So totally check out the Haystack Cookies. Then after Slide On Down That Chimney Santa, we're going to play Spinal Tap, Christmas with the Devil, right? Spinal Tap, just part of the folklore of musical humanity. If you're not familiar, though, how do you describe Spinal Tap? A fictitious UK heavy metal band. Had several movies and albums over the decades. You know, like One Louder, right? Classic. Crank Up the Volume, Stonehenge. In fact, check out this little gem. Spinal Tap. Nigel Tufnell.
Yeah. All the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Movie is just hilarious. Music as well. Spoofing the music industry and rock bands, but, you know, they went on to have really quite great careers. So Spinal Tap, you might wonder, why is Spinal Tap on this show? That would be a logical question. It's actually one that I asked myself. So Spinal Tap is known for a lot of things, right? But one of them is that on July 1st in 1992, Spinal Tap played 3 live performances traveling across 6 time zones in Canada. Holy cow. They started in St. John's, right? So that's the Newfoundland link. And the link to the show, precarious as it might be, but they then played later that day in Barrie, Ontario. And then at the end of the day, Vancouver, BC, out on the other coast. So I don't know if that's a record, and it's a wonder that they didn't make one of that day. But, you know, it's good enough to snag a spot on Yes Boy. Anyway, so we're going to hear Christmas with the Devil from the 1992 Spinal Tap album Break Like the Wind from these 3 Americans. And this version is from the movie Return of Spinal Tap, which had a couple of funny comments. One talks about the 11th commandment, which will have great significance to any Spinal Tap fan. And also that Santa and Satan are anagrams. Who knew? But it's true. Anyway, so enjoy these next 2 pieces. And again, Pauline and I, Bob, we want to wish you all our very best to you for the season and the new year, too.
So yes, boy.
Take care. Peace out.
All right.
Let's go into those songs next then, Pauline, boy.
Yes, boy.
Here are the Haystack Cookies. Slide on down that chimney, Santa. And after that, crank up your radio to 11 for Spinal Tap. Right here on Yes, Boy.
Yes, Boy.
December, but if we had been, we would have had a very special message for you from someone who touches all of our lives from time to time. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of them in the pitch darkness of your room at night when you know you've done something terrible during the day. You know who I'm talking about. He wishes you well. Oh, yes, he does. And he wants you to have the very happiest of holidays. Wherever you Thank you very much. You've been wonderful. Good night.
It's 10.